morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in, guys. Hope you're all safe wherever you are in the world. Hope you're all enjoying the podcast. Today, just going to be reviewing the first ODI. It's a day-night ODI at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah in the UAE between Afghanistan and Ireland. First of three ODIs between these two nations. So, yeah, Ireland, Afghanistan played a test match prior to this one at the Tolerance Oval in Abu Dhabi. Ireland winning their first ever test match, historic win over there at Abu Dhabi. Took them eight matches to win a test match. So, they've lost their previous seven test matches, but they won this one. And are the 12th test team to win a test match. 12th team to win a test match in test cricket history, so well done to them. So this time it's a different format. Afghanistan coming off a 3-0 hammering at the hands of Sri Lanka in Sri Lanka, while Ireland did very well against Zimbabwe, had a really good successful tour there in Zimbabwe, winning 2-0 in that, I think it was 2-1 or 2-0 against Zimbabwe in, I say, late last year as well. So they did very well there. New era for Ireland. They really want to make sure they reach the World Cup for once and qualify for the World Cup for the first time since 2015. So it's been two tournaments now, nearly close to 10 years. Next year will be 10 years since they last played a ODI World Cup match. So it's been quite some time for Ireland, and they'll want to compete in ODI World Cups and give it to the opposition, give it to the best test teams in the world. Because each time they've featured in an ODI World Cup, 2007, 2011, 2015, they've won a surprise game. They've pulled off an upset and provided some memorable moments in the tournament as well. So, they all really want to do well this time around. So, Afghanistan, speaking of this game, ODIs, so this one, first of three, like I mentioned, at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah. Ireland won the toss, elected the field first. A.M. Guntasgazanpa, who was absolutely superb in the ODI World Cup, under 19 ODI World Cup for Afghanistan, in a tournament where they were knocked out in the first round, losing to Nepal, New Zealand, and Pakistan, surprisingly losing to Nepal. They were knocked out in the first round. A very disappointing performance for Afghanistan, considering they had a lot of expectations to probably just at least win one game and maybe give themselves a chance of qualifying for the finals. But, they blew it in the first round, unfortunately. He was one of the few shining lights on that ODI World Cup, under 19 ODI World Cup that completed just a couple of months ago, maybe just last month. So, yeah, a lot to look forward to for him and his future. He's definitely got a future for sure. Right arm off spinner, can bat a bit as well, so in the under 19s he could bat, but I'm not too sure. This might be a different level, so see how he goes, but he's definitely a quality off spinner. Anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the match and review the game. So yeah, Afghanistan batting first, posting a decent total on the board. 310 for actually posting a really good total on the board, batting first. 310 for 5 off their 50 overs, going at a run rate of 6.20 runs an over. 10 extras considered by the Irish with the ball, one leg by, 5 wides and 4, so 5 leg buys and 4 wides, so 1 leg by, 5 leg buys and 4 wides. 10 extras considered by them. A couple of stats for the Afghanis. Half century Steve Brimzadran, who just continues to be Afghanistan's best batsman in all three formats, and proven to be an immense batter for Afghanistan in all three formats. definitely going to set a few records for Afghanistan. I reckon he's that good a player. Ibrahim's had run 60 off 93 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes at a striker of 64.51. Put on a 150-run partnership for the first wicket with Ramnal Gurbaz off 31 balls. And Ashmatullah Shahidi, the captain, at the end, providing a valuable cameo. 50 not out of 33 balls, 6 fours, 1 six, strikeout of 151.51. Star of the show with the bat. Also, Mama Nubby, a little cameo from him, 40 off 27 balls, 3 fours, 2 sixes at a strikeout of 148.14. But the star of the show was really this man, Ramnal Gurbaz. Bit out of form, finally gets 100. After being out of form for quite some time. 121 off 117 balls, 8 fours, 6 sixes at a strikeout of 103.41. He was absolutely superb, Ramnal Gurbaz. Ramnal Gurbaz, he's only 22, so he's got plenty of time in his international career. That is Ramnal Gurbaz's 6th ODI 100. He's got 450s to his name, so he's got a very good conversion rate in ODIs. Yeah, with Ibrahim's odd run, that was his 7th ODI 50 to go along with 500s in ODIs. And then Ashmatullah Shahidi, 7th ODI 50 for him. Ashmatullah Shahidi, the captain. What can you say about this man? Another half century in his career, 20th ODI 50 for him. The captain really leading the way with the ball, 3 for 55 off 10 overs for Theo van Walkum. No fours, no balls. Conning rate of 5.50, which is decent. And a wicket each for Craig Young and Graham Hume as well. Yeah, and 10 extras considered by the Irish with the ball, 8, so 1 leg by, 1 by, 5 leg bys and 4 wides. In reply, Ireland, second ball duck for Andy McBride, just couldn't keep up with the required run rate, finished on 275 for 8 off their 50 overs, going at a run rate of 5.50 runs and over. 14 extras considered by Afghanistan, 8 leg boys, 1 no ball and 5 wides. 2 wickets for Fazal Mutallah Mazai, 1 wicket apiece for Noor Ahmed and Muhammad Nabi. Pick on the bowlers though was Fazal Haq Faruqi, 4 for 51 off his 10 overs, 1 maiden over, economy rate of 5.10 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. 14 extras conceded by the Afghanis by the Irish. So the Afghanis with the ball, 8 leg buys, 1 no ball and 5 wides, 278, 5 for 8 off their 50 overs, going at a runner at a 5.50 runs and over. It was really Lorcan Tucker and Harry Tector. Harry Tector just proving his worth on the international stage in ODIs, proving to be one of Ireland's, he's going to be a major player for Ireland in the future. 100 for him, 5th ODI 100 in his short career so far. 11 50s as well. So brilliant innings from Harry Tector. 138 off 147 balls. 9 fours, 3 sixes. Strike out of 93.87 was outstanding. And Lorcan Tucker, 85 off 76 balls. 8 fours, 2 sixes. Strike out of 111.84 was outstanding. Really shifted gears at the right time. Lorcan Tucker, that's now his 4th ODI 50. He hasn't got 100 yet, but he'll probably get it soon, the way his maturity is and how he plays the game. Fazal Haq Faruqi, that's now his 4th ODI 4 wicket haul. Hasn't got a 5 for yet, so a lot of work to be done there. But he's definitely promising early on. And Afghanistan, won the match by 35 runs. So a special moment for them. Afghanistan winning the game and taking a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. Can Ireland bounce back, or will Afghanistan just prove to be too good in the end? We'll find out tomorrow, which is where I'll be doing a live stream anyway, guys. Thank you for your time. Stay safe. Until next time, it is bye for now. And we are out of here. Let's go.